episode 1332, The Next Big Thing.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that you have had a glorious weekend so far. It is still a Labor Day weekend. Happy Labor Day to you. Maybe you're settling in, you're preparing for some barbecue. Yummy, yummy. Enjoy the family. But first, we've got to talk about Mindset Monday, the next big thing. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I do hope you're having a fabulous Labor Day. I hope you are getting some time with family and friends. Wherever you are, I pray that you're safe. And I pray also that God is sparking something within you. The next big thing. Why is it that everyone is in search of the next big thing? It might be the next country star, the next American Idol, or the next America's Got Talent. But what is the next big thing for you in your life? Not all of us end up on a global stage with eyes watching our every move. Yet that doesn't make anything you do less important. You're just on a different stage, a stage that is prominent to those who know you. Your every move and action is recorded in their memories. Your influence is greater because they have a connection with you personally. Not just on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, or even Periscope. It's a relationship that is emotionally and physically intertwined to the mind, body, and spirit. It's not about the amount of friends, likes, or followers you have. It is all about who stands before you. You're the next big thing. One on a mission with a vision in your heart, an inspiration to the world you touch. But you stand slumped over. No belief or trust in yourself. Fear vibrates your nerves, signaling no confidence to your heart. And the mind joins in. Your eyes begin to drift, shading them from a point of connection. Why me? I'm no better. The stomach rattles and howls. No hope can be found. All you are is a basket of nerves with a longing for connection. However, that longing doesn't have to be found in something or someone else. You are life on purpose. A woman with a mission and a vision in her heart, the one that exceeds the boundaries determined by the ones she follows. You were created in the image of God to do greater things. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Don't sell yourself short. Not your mission or your vision. Let God connect the dots. You be willing to be the next big thing. So how can you really do this? Well, you have to start small. That's the Keep It Simple strategy. Start small. But I got to tell you, there's something foundational when you start small. It's a ground rule. You got to stop chasing what you don't have. Ground rules are what I consider something very fundamental. Think about soccer. When you're playing soccer, there is a fundamental rule of don't use the hands to touch the ball. Now, there's an exception, though. If you're outside of the boundaries, you can use your hands because you pick up the ball and you throw the ball in. But otherwise, the hands do not touch the ball. Same here. The fundamental rule when you start small is you got to stop chasing what you don't have. You may want an incredible marriage and you're watching your best friend and you're like, oh my gosh, I just wish I had a marriage like theirs. It's absolutely incredible. But you know what? If you married that man and you lived out a life, your life would not look like their life because you're a different couple. Two different people brought together. But we think that, oh, if they have that, why can't I have it and make it exactly like that? Because you're living a different life. You are a different person. You are unique. And so I know for me, it's easy to get trapped in all the stuff that I see out there. As an entrepreneur, as a mompreneur, as any newer you want to call me, just don't put me in manure because it doesn't smell very good. No, it doesn't. But you can put me in any preneur you want. Maybe you're living that life yourself. Maybe you're a woman who is building a business with essential oils or your favorite makeup or supplements, whatever it is for you. And you're saying, oh my gosh, she does it this way. I've got to do exactly what she does. Every single step she takes, I've got to step right there with her. You know what? There is a system to follow, but it's going to be different for you because you are an individual. You're going to put your own stories on it. You're going to be reaching a different audience than she has. Your connection, your world is completely different from her world. And I know because I sometimes myself, I get wrapped up and I see the success of others and I'm like, why can I not just grab onto the coattails and be just as successful as they are? But you know what? You could have millions and millions of dollars, but you still can be sitting alone in your home. The next big thing is you. But you have to be willing to start small and starting at the point of the fundamental ground rule and it's stop chasing what you don't have. You can follow systems, you can follow procedures, but you're not that person that you're following. So now that we've got that ground rule out of the way, soccer game on, let's break it down. Start small, S-M-A-L-L, number one S. Start right where you are. How many times have you thought about doing something, dreamt about something? In fact, I took a nap just before I finished writing this. I got about 3/4 of it done, and for some reason, my back was just kind of bothering me. I think it was the stool I was sitting on, and I just wanted to stretch out. So I stretched out and ended up falling asleep for 15, 20 minutes. That was great. No big deal. But the thing was, is I had a little dream in there. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I know it was some idea. I always have these ideas. They always get me into trouble, but I love being creative. It's the way my mind works. We sometimes have those ideas, don't we? But then we think, oh my gosh, but I have to have this and I've got to do that in order to be this, in order to do that. No, you don't. Start right where you are. Right where you are. What can you be doing right now? When it comes to where you want to take your business, when it comes to your relationship with your husband, when it comes to raising your children, when it comes to organizing your closet, when it comes to cleaning the house, when it comes to paying off debt, whatever it's coming to, start right where you are. Don't get trapped up in the excuses that I've got to have A, B, C, D, E, F, G in order to do 1, 2, 3. No, it's not about the alphabet. It's not about counting. It's about doing what God has given you right now with the tools accessible to you. Start right where you are. Number two, M, move in the direction of your heart. Some would say, well, okay, why didn't you say motivate? No, because sometimes we get tired and the motivation fades. And we just don't have what it takes. That's why I say take aim. Action ignites motivation. That's why here it's movement to move in the direction of your heart. This is the passion within you. This is the stuff that you could stay up all night talking to me. If you called me at 10 o'clock at night, you could talk to me till 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you won't believe, Christiane, my thoughts and ideas. You probably had those conversations. Maybe not at 10 o'clock at night. Or maybe at 2 o'clock in the morning. Move in the direction of your heart. That keeps it alive because remember, you're starting right where you are. So you may not have A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3 yet. You may only barely have A because of where you are in the season of your life, but that doesn't and shouldn't keep you from starting small. You are the next big thing. Move in the direction of your heart. Number 3A, awaken your senses. We forget that we have 5 incredible senses. If you're blessed with all 5, then use all 5. Some of us, we might be lacking. And guess what? Then the others will pick up. So Our five senses are what? Smell, taste, hear, see, and feel. Awaken your senses. Sometimes we're just living a life that's dull. You just do your do. I took my girls shopping yesterday, and it was just fun to get out. I had both of my daughters. Our oldest came back from nursing school. It was so good to have her home. I just love our family being together. And now it's kind of hit and miss because, you know, college is in session now. And so you just never know when you're going to see them. So I just thought, well, let's just go. We got our haircuts. And then we went off to go shopping. And for some reason, I wanted to smell candles. And so did they. There's nothing like having a pretty scent. And it's fall up north where my daughter Kaylin is right now in nursing school. Already the high is like in the mid 70s if they're lucky. Sometimes it's the lower 70s. Down here, we're still sitting in the high 90s. Heat indexes of over 100. And I'm like, really? It doesn't feel like fall. So why not bring in scents? And that's S-C-E-N-T-S. So we're smelling these candles. And it's amazing. We're sitting there. We're making comments. Have you ever done that? And you go and you're like, oh, this reminds me, or you're going, oh my gosh, never smell that one again, right? It just spurs on so much. Awaken your senses. Look around you. If you want to make an impact, let's say in single moms ministry, and you're going, I just know God has called me to this, then start using all of your senses. Don't sit there and limit yourself. Maybe when you're watching TV, all of a sudden you're looking at all the new fall lineup. Did you know that there's a brand new TV about nothing but single parents? And maybe it's not one that you want to watch, but maybe it's something you need to pay attention to see what the world is seeing. We sometimes live in our own little boxes, and we need to open up and awaken our senses. Number four, L. Labor in love. Oh, yes, it's Labor Day. And it's time to labor in love. What does labor mean? To work hard. God never said life would be easy. We have to be willing to do what others won't do. I do a lot of things differently in my business because I want to know the ins and outs. I want to understand to the nth degree as to what it's like to build from literally the ground up. I want to know all the little twists and turns. That's just something that I enjoy. Maybe I could be moving a lot faster if I would just sit here and delegate all this and send it out and pay someone to do this. But then I don't think I would have the appreciation when I build a bigger team. Labor in love. Be willing to do the hard work in love. Now, you know, we all have the right to complain, and we may not like some of the moments in our days. But when I hear constant bickering of, oh my gosh, I don't know what it is. I'm just so tired of this. Every time I turn around, we're not willing to do anything. We're just wanting the silver platter with a key on it that says, here is the ticket to your freedom and exactly what you dreamt. Go after it. But God says you're not going to appreciate it. You're not going to learn the lessons unless if you labor in love. He labored in love for us. He sent his son. And Jesus came willingly to understand what we physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually go through, the battles that we fight. You're the next big thing. So step it up. Labor in love. And finally, number five, lean on God. Lean on God. Turn to the one who knows all and knows you. We forget that last part. We do know he's the creator of all, creator of the universe, creator of the animals, creator of the plants and the trees and the water and the land. And we could go on and on. But some reason we forget that, oh, wait, he knows me. He knows you. And he knows all about you, all of it. All of your messes and all of your blesses. He's got it all. So lean on God. Get on your knees and say, Lord, this is where I'm at. You want me to be the next big thing? Then how do I start small? Where do I begin? What is my first step? Because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And it starts with what? One step. And usually that's the hardest step to take. However, once when you take that step, the next step is the hardest one to take. Because honestly, at times we feel like we're starting over every single moment. The greatness is already built within you. God created you in His image. Now, this can be a daunting task and very tiring. Thinking, oh my gosh, how can I live up? How can I begin to change my mindset, to open it up to say, oh my gosh, I was created for greatness. God has built that within me. What does that look like? It can be scary to the point where you shut down. No, you don't shut down your daily tasks. You don't shut down your to-do list. Oh no, they just become longer. Why? Because you kind of jump in. You become all in on the stuff that God says you're running away. Is that you today? Are you running away from what God is saying? I built you for this. This is where I want you. Take note of why I keep putting these thoughts in your head. Why do I keep giving you opportunities, but for some reason, you, my child, are slamming the door in my face? We do that, don't we, to God? Maybe you want to stop running today. You're tired of slamming the door. I know I've done it. And you don't mean to do it. You're just like, oh, that's not, I don't think that's important. We earthly reason it out. I know I get it. I've been reasoning things out for a long time, the past probably year and a couple months. And God's been saying, Christiane, how much more do I need to shake you up? I'm here to fill you up. I'm here to fill your cup. But if you keep dumping it all out before you allow yourself to be basically entranced and consumed by the love of me, then what are you doing? Don't shut God out. Remember? Lean on God. Turn to the one who knows all and knows you. Maybe you want some help with this. I know it's tough. Being built for greatness and being able to say, oh my gosh, I've got to put that to work, can be downright scary. But it can also be awesome all at the same time. So guess what? You know what your first step is today? A way to start small is click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. And if you're like, I don't know how to get to the show notes. You keep mentioning these show notes. I'm lucky to be listening to you. Technology and I have a love-hate relationship. I got you, girl. I know. I'm right there with you. Then just go to the website, createyournow.com. You can go to the podcast episode, and on everything, you'll see Take Aim. Action Ignites Motivation. Click on that link. It's going to pop up a form. Fill that little form out. It comes directly to me. It sends me an email. And we will schedule a time that your schedule works with my schedule and vice versa. And we'll have a chat. Start small. Start right where you are. This is a perfect jumping off point. Take aim today. You're a life. Living on purpose for God. Go out today. Have a fabulous Labor Day. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.